Here's a common refrain from the area's artists, musicians, and crafters.
Asheville's getting really expensive. We made Asheville cool, and now everyone else is profiting from it, and we can't keep up to live here. Why won't the city do something?
That's Mike Marcus, the director of the Center for Craft in Asheville. What started with a question about the future of a parking structure next to the center has led to a dynamic effort with many stakeholders to develop affordable spaces in the city for creatives to live and work. Marcus invited a Minneapolis nonprofit real estate developer called ArtSpace to study what's needed here and what is possible. They're focusing now on the River Arts District and the ground of the former Ice House on Riverside Drive. There, people are imagining a new building that would house 80 artists, along with potential performance, studio, and gallery spaces. As a step in that direction, ArtSpace is asking everyone in Asheville's arts community to take an online survey about their needs, challenges, and priorities when it comes to living and working spaces. The results will provide concrete numbers to support or counter what to this point is largely anecdotal evidence.
What ArtSpace will identify is some of our most pressing needs.
Tara Schultz is a senior program officer with the Community Foundation of Western North Carolina.
It's another one of those moments of where is perception reality. We know what we hear, but we don't really have value that supports it beyond anything more than a hunch.
There are separate surveys for artists and arts organizations. ArtSpace will crunch the results before deciding whether to invest more deeply, serve as a project consultant, or step away entirely. Some of that will depend on levels of private investment and available tax credits that make this financially feasible for ArtSpace. Regardless, the survey is already a win for local advocates. The Center for Craft will own the survey results and ArtSpace's analysis and make these available to anyone in the community to build coalitions, raise money, and work with other potential developers to address the space needs for local creatives.
We really see this as a catalyst project. So will 80 units solve the issue? No. But where we really see the impact being is not in the development itself, but it's also in the coalescing of the creative sector around a common vision that everyone can see themselves within.
None of this addresses larger policy issues affecting Asheville's rental stock. Every week, more of the city's apartments, artist studios, and performance spaces are giving way to short-term housing. This is happening in many cities, and it's called the Airbnb effect. Along with pulling existing properties out of the rental market for actual residents, it deepens the challenge to entice private developers to create or renovate spaces for artists who can't afford market rates.
Nobody could have predicted Airbnb, and nobody can really predict what's going to happen in the future and what technology will do.
That's Kit Kramer, the president and CEO of the Asheville Area Chamber of Commerce.
The creative community is such an important part of Asheville and its brand. It's important to those businesses that we're attempting to recruit here, and it's also important to entrepreneurs that we're helping to establish here. We see it as a foundational element for economic development.
Mike Marcus at the Center for Craft didn't intend to spearhead the larger issue of affordable housing, but he now hopes other leaders follow suit and step beyond their own visions.
Having organizations get in front of real community issues that are bigger than themselves is something we need more of, and it's a vulnerable position. It's one that we didn't entirely understand we were walking into, and we're really proud of it.
Local artists and arts administrators can take the ArtSpace surveys through March 26. You'll find links to the surveys at keepavlcreative.com. I'm Matt Pikin for Blue Ridge Public Radio News.